Hello, word nerds. Hoo-wee. What are you doing here? Why did you come here? Oh, because this is the best podcast ever? Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Hey, I am very glad that you are here. My name is Spencer. You get to hear me read the dictionary and say the things that come into my head as I'm reading the dictionary, like a normal human being does. Let's get into this. There are some of these early words are going to be very new to me, but totally understandable to some other English speaking people in the world, I think. Let's just talk about it. Okay, the first word is distinguished. DISTINGUISHED. And let's quickly remind ourselves, distinguish was at the end of the previous episode. The etymology was to separate by pricking. And yeah, it's just distinguishing one thing from another, how they're different and separate, and that whole kind of thing. So, distinguished. Adjective from 1714. 1. Marked by eminence, distinction, or excellence. As in, distinguished leadership. They're a very good leader. They have eminence, distinction, and or excellence. An excellent leader is distinguished. Now, I'm trying to remember, was there anything in the word distinguished that is similar to this? Perceiving a difference. Ooh, lots of separate things. I don't know. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But what does number two say for distinguished? Befitting an eminent person, as in a distinguished setting. So this setting, this place, this thing is good for a person who is eminent. They have eminence. So a synonym is the word famous. They may or may not be excellent or have eminence, but I guess they have distinction of some kind if they are famous. But yeah, I'm still a little confused as how did this come from the word distinguish? What happened in the evolution? They were like, I guess if you were distinguished, then you would have been separated from the common people. Is that what we're trying to say here? Is that where this word comes from? I think it must be to mark as separate or different. That was one of the definitions for distinguish. So if you have marked something or somebody as separate or different, quote unquote, better than the other things, then it is distinguished. I think that makes sense. I'm a very distinguished podcaster, don't you think? No, I don't think I am. Okay, so I have to make a sound effect now, and I think I'm gonna go do something like, oh, how are we gonna do this? This is gonna be a fun one. Okay, the next word is distinguished conduct medal. Three words, the first letters are capitalized, and the word medal is M-E-D-A-L. Noun from 1862, a British military decoration awarded for distinguished conduct in the field. They were very good on the field, so they got this medal. Their conduct was just exemplary. They helped out a lot of people. Wow! The next word is distinguished flying cross. And for these next three more after this one, they're all three words, and the first letters are capitalized. Distinguished flying cross, noun from 1918. 1. A British military decoration awarded for acts of gallantry when flying in operations against the enemy. They were very gallant or gallant when they were doing their fancy flying. So what gallantry? Well, you know, they took out the enemy and they helped their fellow flyers, and that's probably it. 2. A U.S. military decoration awarded for heroism or extraordinary achievement while participating in an aerial flight. I didn't know that the U.S. had something called the Distinguished Flying Cross. I would not have expected that, but, you know, it's going to be a pattern, I guess, coming up. This is reminding me because it's all about the fancy flying. Last night, Sharon and I just watched Top Gun Maverick, and I guess you're getting a little... I'm not saying this at the end of the episode. I'm saying it now. You have to live through it now. It was very good. I don't think I've ever seen the first one from 1986 when I was 6 years old. I know most people my age did. I don't think I did. But yeah, this new one, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's a fairly standard action bromance dramedy. No, I wouldn't know if I would call it that. But it's really good, and it's worth watching, especially in the theater if you can, which is probably all over, all done. Yeah, they did some amazing flying in these movies, and so they deserve a Distinguished Flying Cross. Whoa! Distinguished Service Cross. Noun from 1914. These last two and the next one look to be all from World War I time, if I have my numbers correct. Distinguished Service Cross, 1, a British military decoration awarded for distinguished service against the enemy. Just in general, against the enemy. Nothing specific more than that. Number 2, a U.S. Army decoration awarded for extraordinary heroism during operations against an armed enemy. Very similar, 1 and 2 for both Service Cross and Flying Cross. They're very similar between the British and the U.S., but clearly they have decided to use different sorts of words. So British used gallantry, and the U.S. has used words like heroism and extraordinary. I wonder, they were like, we got to be different from the Brits, so we're going to put in some more American words. Are those American words? I don't know. Gallantry seems more British than American, that's for sure. That's not how I meant it to sound. I apologize. The next word is Distinguished Service Medal. Noun, so we had Distinguished Conduct Medal and Distinguished Service Cross, and here's Distinguished Service Medal. Noun from 1914, 1, a British military decoration awarded for distinguished conduct in war. So just war in general. The previous one was just against the enemy. I guess it doesn't have to be in a war. But then this one, Service Medal, is in war. And 2, do you see what's coming? A U.S. military decoration awarded for exceptionally meritorious service to the government in a wartime duty of great responsibility. With, what is that phrase? With great power comes great responsibility. And maybe you will get a Distinguished Service Medal. Exceptionally meritorious service. You deserve a lot of merit for that service that you did. Next. Distinguished Service Order. Noun from 1886. A British military decoration awarded for special services in action. Ooh, those services are special. What are they special? Why are they special? It's like a special mission? A secret mission? Maybe that's what it is. Okay, we're done with all those types of words. Let's move on to distort. Verb from 1567. We are starting with transitive for distort. 1, to twist out of the true meaning or proportion, as in distorted the facts. You can't be distorting the facts because they're facts, and then if you distort the facts, then people ain't gonna get the facts. They're gonna get the falses. And we don't want to do that. We want people to have the real facts. Oh, we got a lot of What do we have recently? There was something we brought up. Untrue, false information. I don't remember the specific context, but yeah, we've been seeing a lot of distorted information or just flat out wrong information. I don't like it when facts are distorted, but in general, sometimes it's fun to distort things like a picture or a sound effect. Number two, to twist out of a natural, normal, or original shape or condition, as in a face distorted by pain. Also, to cause... Well, hold up a second. A face distorted by pain? Yes, if I'm in pain, my face... Like yesterday, I was recording and I was in pain. I was in pain almost all... Well, practically all day. And so my face did make some distorted faces. In like image manipulation programs like Photoshop, there is a distort option and you can just do all these crazy, crazy things and stretching this part out here and moving this over there, and you can make very weird versions of things. So there's also, to number two, to cause to be perceived unnaturally, as in the new lights, distorted colors. To cause to be perceived unnaturally. So, well, in this specific example, the lights that you put in, maybe they're colored lights, and so that's why they're distorting the colors, because they make the colors of things look like the color of the light. That would be distorting the light. Three, the synonym is just pervert, or actually, in this context, it would be pronounced pervert, as in pervert justice. So, you know, we think of pervert or pervert meaning, maybe most people think of it being one thing, but there are other definitions, and so distort, skew, mess up, change, you know, just that sort of general idea, that's another definition for pervert. It's not turning the justice into a pervert. The justice isn't perverted. It's just been perverted. Oh, that's not helpful at all for you non-English speakers. Okay, so here is intransitive, to become distorted, also to cause a twisting from the true, natural, or normal. A synonym is the word deform. Yeah, that's a good synonym. Deform and distort. Distorter, that is a noun. So this is from the Latin, distorquere. Distorquere, which is from dis plus torquere, which means to twist. And there's more at the word torture. So if somebody's putting you in a torture machine and you're getting all twisted, and then your body will become distorted. Distort, torture, distorture. Is that a word? No. Yes? No. It's not in here. Distorture. That's the opposite of torture. Yes, that was everything for distort, which means we now need to make a distorted sound effect, which goes a little bit something like this. Distortion. Noun from 1581. 1. The act of distorting. 2. The quality or state of being distorted, also a product of distorting, as to a, we're going to keep on going, to a lack of proportionality in an image resulting from defects in the optical system. A product of distorting, the lack of proportionality in an image resulting from defects in the optical system. So something about maybe the lens is messed up, or the thing that's, the sensor might be messed up, and so it creates a distortion. In camera lenses, there are, especially if you have a low quality lens, what tends to happen around the edges of the frame is it can get a little distorted. This is especially apparent in wide-angle lenses, but even normal lenses, especially if they're cheap, the edges can get a little like stretched out, and the colors can change a little bit. The sharpness can go down. So that I think would be considered a distortion in this context, possibly, in the optical system. And then also 2B, falsified reproduction of an audio or video signal caused by change in the waveform of the original signal. Well, this is an audio format, and if I am able to,
I will try to come up
with a way to distort the audio
while I'm talking here. Now, I don't know exactly what it'll be. I mean, there's lots of things that you can do. You can add effects. You can do other things. You can lower the quality. You can make things
slower. You can make things slower, or
you can make things faster. Those would all be considered
distortions to the audio. But typically, I think a distortion would be maybe if, like, a cassette tape is going and it's like
it's all wibbly wobbly. Don't know if I can make that sound effect happen.
But anyway, yes, audio video can be distorted in a variety of ways. Distortional is an adjective. Hee-hoo-hoo, beep-boop, meh. The next word is D-I-S-T-R, abbreviation for distribute or distribution. Hee-wee-beep, beep. I think I'm making the same sounds, but just in different ways. I think I need to come up with new things, new voice sounds. The next word is distract. First form. Adjective from the 14th century. This is archaic, and the synonyms are insane and mad. Ooh, this is fun. Never knew that we used distract. So if you're calling somebody, that person is insane, then you could have also said that person is distract. Really? I don't know. You can also pronounce it distract. You can emphasize either syllable. This is fascinating to me that, to my modern brain, that we used distract instead of the words insane or mad. Maybe I sound a little insane or mad or distract when I make sounds like wee wee wee. The next word is the second form of distract. Verb, is it a, only a transitive verb from the 14th century, 1A. To turn aside. The synonym is divert, as in refused to be distracted from her purpose. Oh, she knows her purpose. That's pretty impressive in the first place. And she will not let anything or anyone distract her from what she has to do. What does she have to do? It doesn't matter. She will not be diverted away or distracted. So focused. I'm impressed with that. 1B. To draw or direct, as one's attention, to a different object or in different directions at the same time, as in was distracted by a sudden noise. Huh? What was that? What was that? I was trying to focus on this thing over here, and then something distracted me, and now I don't remember what I was doing. Different object or in different directions. Yeah, usually it's you're looking, you're focusing on one direction, and then a noise or something distracts you suddenly, and then you have to look in another direction. 2, to stir up or confuse with conflicting emotions or motives. And you didn't give me an example. To stir up or confuse with conflicting emotions or motives. I'm distracted by my conflicting emotions. You can tell that I have a hard time understanding some of these in the moment. I'm really, it's not that hard to concentrate. It's not that hard to come up with, but it can be hard to concentrate sometimes when you're trying to record and give you the people some good information by talking, and then, but you have to think at the same time. And my brain can't do two things at once. A synonym for, is it everything? I think it is puzzle. That's interesting. Puzzle, distract. Distractibility is a noun. Distractible is an adjective spelled I-B-L-E or A-B-L-E. And distractingly is an adverb. The etymology says this is from the Latin verb distrahere, which literally means to draw apart. Huh. And that is from dis plus trahere, which means to draw. So yeah, pulling things apart, distracting. When I won't let you distract me from doing this podcast. You can't draw me away from it. Draw apart. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting etymology. It makes sense. If something is trying to distract you, then maybe you will become distracted. And I think that these sound effects are probably incredibly distracting, at least in this episode. I apologize for that. Distracted is the next word. Adjective from 1576. 1. Mentally confused, troubled, or remote. Like you're thinking off in the distance, you're thinking of other things, nowhere near what you're supposed to be doing. Troubled, confused. Yeah, I'm often confused and distracted. It's really easy to get distracted, I think. I try to stay focused, though. 2, maddened or deranged, especially by grief or anxiety. Huh. Yeah, that is not one that I would have thought of for distracted. But what's interesting is that looks more similar to the first form of distract, the adjective, which means insane or mad. So this seems like it's an older way to use this word. And then I guess if somebody was maddened or deranged, maybe by grief or anxiety, they were distract, as in insane or mad. Do people still use this form of it, this way, this definition? I mean, I guess if you're going through grief, if you are mourning or very anxious about something, I guess you could be easily distracted, but to say that somebody is maddened or deranged, I don't know, that seems a bit much. A synonym is the word abstracted. Distractedly is an adverb. And wouldn't you know it, we came to the last word yet again. Oh, I gotta do one last sound effect. Distraction. DISTRACTION. Noun from the 15th century. 1. The act of distracting or the state of being distracted, especially mental confusion, as in driven to distraction. Oh, my brain got so mentally confused by what you did that I have been driven to distraction. 2, something that distracts, especially the synonym amusement, as in a harmless distraction. What is something that distracts? Well, you know, random things that pop in your view. Social media is a distraction. Sounds can be a distraction. A harmless distraction, what would that be? I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. A harmless distraction is good because it's harmless, but a lot of things, like social media, are not always good. I will usually jump on like a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, something like that, if I really can't be doing a whole lot of other things, if I've just got a few minutes. So I think that's pretty harmless. But sometimes, for many people, if you're just sitting there scrolling, and you maybe could do other productive things, that's a distraction and maybe not so harmless. I'm not going to tell you how to live, though. Distractive is an adjective. All right, so what were the words today? We had distinguished, distinguished conduct medal, distinguished flying cross, distinguished service cross, distinguished service medal, distinguished service order, distort, distortion, distur, distract, distracted, and distraction. Okay, well, I kind of think maybe distort or distortion, one of those might be kind of fun. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of distractions. I do try and stay focused, but it is oh so easy to get distracted. Let's pick distortion as the word of the episode. Distortion. I'm kind of distorting my voice. It's probably not very good for my voice, but I'm not doing it too much, and I'm not really singing anything. Distortion. Distortion. That was a fine place to end this. Yeah, I already mentioned Top Gun Maverick, so I'm not going to say that. Although I will say, we started Abbott Elementary, finally, and we're almost done with season one. It's very good. It's in that same style of The Office and Parks and Rec, because I think it is executive produced by some of the same people. But it's a whole different situation. It takes place in an elementary school, and it's got teachers and students, and yeah, it's really good, and I can't wait to see where it goes. Yeah, I like it. Anything else? No, we've been focusing on that and movies sometimes. Also, all my millions of side projects that take up so much time. And that's it. That's all I gotta say. I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Bye.